Mic check 3-4.
One more. You understand any of that? I was wondering if you understood any of that.
I understood all of it. I'm just pissed that you did it like that.
Did you really?
What? One notch up, one notch up.
Holy motherfucking shit, yeah.
It's not that hard.
So I'm now on.
This is the Tom Dill Show. It's not the Dill Tom Show. This is my favorite show because it is his show. It's the Tom Dill Show.
Yeah, what exactly. Show is this? This is the Pickle Jar Podcast because we're dope. Your host, Tom, and co-host, Henny Milk.
Tom, what do you got going on?
We're not. Isn't this the strip club episode?
I just wanted to know about your day. I figured a little banter.
My day today?
Yeah, sure.
Make
it short and snazzy, though.
Had to get up a little early for work.
Wasn't bad. Do it in a haiku. 5-7-5.
I can't do that right now.
You have to. Yeah, it's easy.
It's
going to
take
easy.
Me like 20 minutes.
No, how the fuck? You know, it doesn't have to entail everything.
I woke up early. Then I did some work shit after. That's 8.
So that's not right. Just get rid of some. I did work shit after.
I did work shit after. Then had audio book.
What? Then had audio book?
So it's what I call a class, I think.
Then had audio book? Wait, it's not a real teacher?
Oh, no, it is. It's just like one. He literally just reads from the book.
Oh, it's one of those fucking teachers.
So I call him an audiobook.
Speaking of audiobooks,
Yeah, go ahead. You failed, bud.
It's been a while. It's not my show. I haven't been a host in so long. Audiobooks. Strippers are a lot like audiobooks. That was a bad one, Tom.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
You do a better one than me, but do it as a haiku.
Can I have something to write on?
That's not 5 syllables.
Oh, I was just asking.
No.
This was audio books that we listened to all day.
That wasn't even 5 seconds.
Dope.
I might count that one.
Now, on to strippers.
So, you've never been to the strip club.
So, you've never been to the strip club?
Nope. No. 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
It was 2 weeks ago, listeners. What happened? How did it go? What went down?
You were there, bud.
I know, but do you want to tell the stories?
Oh, I got better stories. Let's start. Go off your beginning. What do you see walking in, and I'll say what I saw.
Well, can I first of all say my deepest concern that I still have right now in this moment? I had a thought when I got home, and it was like, these women must have nightmares. Like, I have work nightmares sometimes. What are their work nightmares like? That is rough. That's gotta be the worst part about the job. Imagine a stripper's nightmares. Yeah, like, I'm still concerned.
I don't have nightmares.
You would if you were a stripper.
First walking in, there was some lady, she was like 40, 50, dancing, singing away, acting crazy. It wasn't even a stripper.
Oh, yeah,
she was just getting lit.
Yeah, it was her husband, like, cheated on her a couple times.
Yeah.
So she would come here with him and just act up. It was something like that. It was something weird.
No, I think it just happened, because when we went to the bar, the waitress came over and was telling the other girl, the bartender, and she was like, this lady, why she's getting all like this, because her husband just cheated on her with some fucking disgusting broad, and so she's getting here and acting ignorant.
Feels like it. So, we sit down. Was that your whole story?
Oh, there's more.
Yeah, I thought we were going through the whole night.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to know what
part two.
I just wanted to know what you were saying, or what was happening. Did anything happen to you? Because I know you told me why my ass was wet.
I just wanted to bring up that thought I had about it, because it just made me feel bad for them.
That's not all that happened to you.
No, not at all. I just wanted to get that one out the way because it has nothing to do with anything really.
So then throwing money at one stripper. Can't not do it. The disrespect if you don't.
That's literally disrespectful if you don't. Like, not even like as a meme. Like, that just is disrespectful. And I'd feel like bad about myself. I'd be like, why are these motherfuckers throwing me money? What am I doing wrong?
Well, no, they know what they're getting into. So you gotta have a certain confidence about yourself to do it.
True, yeah. So we're sitting there throwing money.
Yep.
And I'm convinced that I got lice.
Why?
She grabs my hat, she puts it on, she's like, I'm coming for you later. And then she like hissed at me. No, she didn't hiss at me. The first broad. The first woman dancing.
The blonde one?
Yeah.
She did that?
Yeah, I was honestly kinda mad. Cause I was like, don't put my fucking hat on. We just got over COVID. We're finally allowed to not wear masks right now. Let me have my hat. I already lost my dignity. So that's happening. We're chilling. Kevin Dillon's over there at the bar talking to the dancer that we had. And I'm like, let's get shots. I'm like, you want one? Let's fucking, drink.
Yeah.
She wouldn't. But so I'm like, all right, Kevin Dillon, you and I. Which good, because it came to like $28 for those two fucking shots of Jameson. So we get those. Kevin Dillon goes off with the girl. I see you with the stripper sitting down talking to you.
Yeah, I was the only one sitting at the table.
Yeah, and as I walk up to you both, she goes, well, I overhear her say, well, so am I the crazy one, or like, is he the crazy one? You were essentially this
woman's, just having a conversation.
You were essentially her counselor for the night.
Yeah, it was some fucking weird shit.
She was on break without saying she was on break. They don't unionize because they don't need mental health benefits, because they can just talk to the customers. It's free. Yeah. It's easier. What was her name?
She told me Anastasia.
Nice. So it's that's a fake name.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. What do you think her real name is? Robert? You had to guess.
Samantha. Generic, best name I can think of.
Not the worst odds. It very well could be. So, she's bitching to you about her home life. And then, I suddenly noticed I was alone. I don't know what happened. There was like a brief intermission of like maybe 5 to 10 minutes where I don't know where anyone went. I think I took a pee-pee. So, dick in hand. Come back. No one's there. I'm like,
dick still in your hand?
Dick still in my hand. Now I'm jerking off. So I'm like, well, I gotta just play it cool and just go over there and just chill.
No wonder you left.
Yeah. So I grabbed...
No, I meant for jerking off.
Yeah, I finished. What else was I gonna do? So I get like $20 more. I'm throwing some money. And then this girl's dancing, right? And... Two Chainz comes on, but it's literally that album. So I was pumped.
Oh my god!
Yeah, so I go, oh, Pretty Girls Like Trap Music, and this girl goes, okay, I'm gonna say it for the like. This is what she said to me, but I'm gonna figure out what to do with the audio.
Not
afterward.
Say it. Keep it.
It might be bleeped. I'm gonna see how I feel.
I want to hear what it is at least.
Yeah. So I say to her,
word for word, and say how she said it exactly.
I'm gonna try to say cadence, same tone, cadence, everything. All right. So Pretty Girls Like Trap Music comes on. Well, it was a good drink, which, yeah, it's not the best one off the album, but whatever. Oh no. Or it was, It's a Vibe. It was one of those fucking songs. So she's dancing. She's like pounding her pussy on the fucking dance floor. It's gonna hurt. She was bumping it down, dude. And I'm just like, yo, like, I was getting a little drunk at that point. I'm like, yo, like, that's gotta hurt. And she's like, ah, it's Kegels. And I'm like, all right, or Kegels, whatever they're called. And I'm like, all right, yeah lit. Throw $3 for that. So then that's when 2 Chainz comes on. She's, you know, she's pounding her pussy on the ground. She's making herself just bleed, not even squirt. She's bleeding now because she's in pain from fucking pounds and her pussy up and down like that onto the fucking floor.
There was tacks on the floor for some reason.
It was an S&M club. Yeah. So I go, oh, pretty girls like trap music. And she goes to me, I like hood and
Wait, I think I remember that.
And I go, Were you next to me?
I think I was.
I go to her. So why the fuck are you talking to me? I think she thought I was calling her pretty. She wasn't a looker. In fact, the first one was the most attractive one. The blonde girl. The one I got lice from.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. You still itching your head?
Haven't stopped.
Does it burn when you pee?
No, but it hurts when I come. Oh, wait, yeah. So then I forgot. So then I leave. I go out I'm like 5% on my phone.
Yeah, I got a text. It was like, oh, yo, I'm in the car if y'all need to know. My phone's on 1%, so he won't be able to talk to you.
Yep. So phone dies. They're still in the club. And now every time I see the door open, I'm like on ears. I'm like, oh, there they are. Yeah, I'm just like slow motion, like rooting them on. It's never them. And then it's just late. My phone's dead. I got nothing to do. Now I got a pee-pee.
I feel like we're only in there for like another like,
it was like
20 minutes.
No, it was like almost an hour. It was almost an hour. It really was. It was probably 40, 45 minutes. I think that's what it felt like. But
I don't know. That's why I'm confused why you pissed like 4 times.
No, I only pissed once.
There was like 3 bottles of piss.
It was 2 bottles. There was 2 bottles of piss in your car. So, all right. So it's...
We're taking like fucking cans, bottles,
it was one
everything.
Can and one water bottle. It was a Smart Water bottle and a Bud Light can. So...
I'm pretty sure it was a ginger ale can. I don't have a Bud Light can in my car.
Yeah, you had like... I don't know. It was something. It was something. We got sidetracked. So anyway... I'm like, I gotta piss. It's like 1:30 in the morning. Downtown Providence. I'm not doing this. So I'm pissing in these cups. I'm a pro. And then, no, yeah, that's how I know it was a long time. Because then that was, I waited mad long to piss. So now I'm sitting there. And now, like, dude, like, a little bit of time goes by. And I'm checking, I'm just double checking, make sure I got my phone and my wallet. And I go, yo, my ass is mad wet.
So why was... My ass wet.
I definitely pissed on the seat by accident. Yeah, I totally pissed on the seat. That's why I was in the driver's seat when you guys came out. And then when we're driving back home, you're like, yo, why is my ass wet? I'm like, ew, I don't know. And I was like, it would be so funny to like reveal it on the podcast. I pissed on your seats by accident.
I guessed this instantly.
Yeah, but you know, I tried to downplay it. Bet you didn't think I pissed on the seat.
That's the first thing I thought.
Yeah, but afterwards.
No, I thought you spilled a drink at
the
bar.
See, there you go.
Sat in yourself and let me sit on it.
Game, set, piss. So what did you do while I was in the car?
So, you know, first and probably only time I'm ever going to the strip club.
We'll end up there again.
Maybe one day. Bachelor party.
Who are you going to marry?
I was talking to K-Dill.
Who's he marrying?
Oh, fuck.
No, so what happened when you were gone? What did you get into?
So I said, yeah, I figured, why the fuck not?
To what?
Get a lap dance.
Oh, okay. Where'd she take you? I've never gotten one. Like, I never got a
it's
private
literally, dance. You just walk around the corner, and then there's just chairs and, like, whatever the fuck they're called. Like, a shower curtains.
throw the shower curtains up. I mean, yeah, that's little, what I always picture. Strip clubs.
A little drain at the floor. You just a nice drain. It's all pitched there.
Yep.
Right into the center of the floor.
Clogged.
Bunch of hair.
So you're getting a dance in the shower.
Yeah. Well, before we did that, I went outside and had a cigarette with her.
Yeah, that's right. You smoked a Newport.
Yep, killing it.
Sober as hell.
I wasn't sober.
You went to the strip club sober and threw money at a woman and degraded her. Sober. What do you do when you're drunk, Tom?
I wasn't even sober.
No, so you guys smoked a cigarette.
Oh, wait, mad funny when we first got in there. Because I just randomly started laughing like 10 minutes in, and you guys didn't realize why. The guy sitting behind you guys literally took like $5 out of his pocket and just stuck his whole fist in the bartender's tits to put it
there.
Wait,
the one next to me?
Yeah.
He was mad creepy.
He was.
I didn't like that guy. He was weird.
Just stuck his fist. Like, he literally put his fist all the way through.
Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. I have no depth perception. So she's dancing up on you. What happens? What's going through your head? What's she saying to you?
Oh, she's just talking about her crazy boyfriend.
While she was dancing?
Oh, yeah. She did, too. Then I was like, I don't...
What? She's. I feel like she had a bet with another girl in the back. She was like, Let's see who can get a guy like the softest. And she's like, girl, you already know I'm gonna talk about my ex while I'm giving him head.
So he broke into her house. She said she was 22.
Oh, the dancer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the dancer and her boyfriend.
And her boyfriend was 44.
All right.
She said he lives in the hood. He's some kind of contractor. She told me a lot. Like, I didn't need to know this dude's occupation.
Yeah, I wouldn't have cared if I never knew his line of work.
So she said broke up with them. They met at the strip club, too.
Oh, this makes a little more sense.
Yeah, and then he broke into her house. Broke a rose and put it on the floor. Showed me a picture of it.
She showed you a picture of a rose that her boyfriend put in her house when she broke in?
Yes.
And this is while she's dancing on you?
No, part of it might have happened outside.
I hope she was showing you photos outside while she was on break.
Yeah.
Because I all I'm picturing is her like... She's grinding up on you, and she's like, this is what my ex-boyfriend left in my crib. Yeah, he smashed the window to get in. And she's just dancing, grinding on you, dude. But you were texting her afterwards, right?
Oh, fuck.
You've been texting her.
Oh, I haven't been texting her. I thought she gave me her ex's phone number.
Did it seem like it?
At the start, yeah.
It was creepy.
Yeah, they literally just said two words, like crazy, broad. I think it's a dumb broad and crazy bitch. And I was like, what the fuck is happening? Hey, who this? I just said we met at the club and you talked about your stalker ex that broke into your house. And it's that crazy. I said, what's crazy? I want to know.
What's crazy?
And then it's just dumb broad or that dumb broad. And I just said, I'm confused. And then I just got a random, hey. And then, oh yeah, this was the other day, randomly. I went to the bar Sunday, and the sister and her BF of my ex came out the car, and he pulled the curtain down, staring at me, and then they said something to provoke me, and walking, screaming at me, talking to me through the glass door. Guys, I'm not going to that bar again.
What? That's what she said to you?
Yeah.
How does your girl feel about this? Does she see an issue with you going to the strip club?
I haven't said anything.
So was that the first and last Tinder segment of yours, Tom?
Maybe, if this doesn't ruin it.
Oh, man, well, Tom, it's your show.
No, it's not.
It's your fucking show. You segment.
Oh, Johnny always cuts this out, so we might as well talk about it again.
What?
So I was at work one day, getting lunch. I'm at this pizza joint. We're sitting outside. Nice day in the summer. Cool breeze. Setting the tone for everybody.
I pictured it. It looked really good.
Metal chair, metal table, metal face, metal fingers. Sitting on the table, go to pizza, just eating it outside. Chilling with my the kid I work with. Pizza, not that great. It wasn't the worst pizza I ever had, but it was like thin crust, like very thin pizza. I'm a beefy pizza kind of guy.
You know? Where's the story going?
It all relates. I'm doing this to give my opinion.
I'm going to leave this in for the sole purpose that you said. I apparently always take it out. So I'm going to leave
it in. I've told this at least twice. Just never this good.
I'm going to keep it in, but I'm going to let you know if I hate it.
I know, it's going in.
All right, let's go. Let's hear it.
So almost done with our lunch. This guy walks up. He's going to the store. He's going in to get food. He goes, one bite. I'm looking at this dude like, what the fuck does this mean? The guy I'm working with is going along with it because he knows what it is, and I don't. He's like, one bite. They were talking about Barstool Sports, and I was like, what the fuck is this shit?
I think I remember this story.
Yeah, you see, you always cut it out, so fuck you.
Keep going.
Chilling. I can't say chilling again. We're in mid-conversation with this dude. He's like, one bite. I was like, I'll give you a piece, dude. I don't care. He's like, I'm going to get my food. Goes in. We literally eat the rest of our food and leave only one slice there just to give it to him. Actually, no, we left two because we said we're only going to keep one. We'll give him the other. All right, so this dude goes, all right, one bite. Grabs his pizza from us and tries to eat the whole thing in one bite. And the kid I work with is like, what's the rating? Because he knew about...
Oh, he didn't actually like eat it in one bite?
He didn't get the full thing.
A cough.
But do you know what Barstool Sports is?
Yeah, everyone knows what fucking Barstool Sports is. The only thing we don't know is where the fuck this shitty story is going.
You don't need to know, bro.
I need to know.
People want
to
hear this, all right?
All right. I hate how this story turned into, you know what Barstool Sports is? I knew this was going to happen.
That's what makes it so great. Where is he going? You'll never know, all right?
All right, so, yeah, he's talking about Barstool Sports. He tries to eat pizza in one bite.
I got to explain this after, because the whole time I was just dumb, confused, and just saying random shit.
Okay.
But he explained to me after what it all means, and I didn't know if anyone, because maybe I'm not the only one in the world or who listens to this podcast doesn't know what Barstool Sports is, okay?
What does that have to do with?
So the one bite challenge thing that he was doing and the kid I work with knew about is the guy who owns Barstool Sports goes to random pizza shops of every town he's ever been in and records videos of him trying to eat it in one bite and then give a rating.
Was that him?
Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't?
I thought you realized you've seen a video like that or something.
No.
I haven't either. I was like, what the fuck is that shit?
Barstool sucks.
So, Barstool Sports, you think that's something, like, kids watch, or kids look
yeah,
at, and, like, in, like, 20-year-olds who are just, like, fucking, this shit's fucking, I've done this.
I probably would have loved it if this was, like, 5 years ago.
Yeah, so the dude who's doing this challenge and, like, doing all this is some fucking almost bald white-haired guy who's, like, 60-something.
Is that what he looks like?
Maybe 50.
Or was this just some random
Random dude who knew about that.
Oh.
How does he know about that and I don't?
Probably Facebook.
I'm Hyde.
Make a TikTok account for the fans. Either that or rap.
Oh, fuck.
Yep. Do you want me to find a beat? Another beat? I'll even put auto-tune on this. I will.
We can't rap right now.
Tom's gonna rap. Tom's going to, all right, Tom, rap about calling in to the podcast. And that'll bring us into our first caller because we do have one waiting.
Oh, Jen.
We got a couple. No. I got one on deck. So this is going to be our new intro for the phone call, the phone call segment. So you're going to have the rapper sing about calling in to the show. This shit's hard. Wait, is this the beat? Oh, shit. Okay.
I can't sing to this.
Yes, you can.
And I can't rap to this either.
Yeah, you can. Calling once no. a day. Wait, once a week, right? Tom, you can do this.
I'm gonna call into this dope podcast. This is not working at all.
Yes, it is. All right. Chinese toy phone type beat wasn't working?
No.
I don't know how that wouldn't work. Whatever.
I'm only so professional, you know?
We're gonna do Lil Uzi Vert type beat cell phone. This is an ad. No. intern. They don't pay us. Come on, Tom. Calling once a week. Tom likes feet.
Suck toes.
Come on, let's go.
I can't rap, dude. A beat throws me off.
Calling once a week. Let's go. Spit it. Tom, go in.
But everything I planned out in my head just doesn't work.
You can make it work.
I can't. This is a dope podcast.
Tom, all your... I became the listener's favorite fucking host now. God damn it. Listeners, I'm sorry he wouldn't rap to you guys.
My head just doesn't work that way, all right?
It has to. You're an entertainer now, Tom. There's no looking back.
No, I was just thinking, like...
I'm going to turn you into a rapper.
Put some, like, rock or country beat on, and I want to
knock that. Country beat. Oh, all right. All right.
Not beat, though, but, like, some guitars.
You heard it, listeners. Tom wants a country beat. He wants a country-type beat. This is sad guitar beat so far. Emotional rock. Country / rap. Yeah. How would they sing? I go fishing every morning, fishing every evening, listening to podcasts through the seasons.
What would happen if I called in?
Yeah, what would happen?
To this dope podcast.
If you never did,
what would you ask? Come on, bro.
Call up and sing this with us.
No.
All right.
What you gotta get off your chest?
Get off your chest.
Let everyone else contest.
Please just contest.
Cause somebody's got something to say.
They always got something to say.
And we don't get pay.
Not yet. Thank you. So we have a caller.
I was all right. It got there somewhere.
Now he did email us saying he wanted to call in, or I'll have us call in for him. I guess technically. Yep.
Who is that?
Logan said he wanted.
Did you text him?
He
He's probably at work.
No, he's not.
Oh.
Yeah, I was on Elden Ring with him earlier. Well, that's the only. The only one I had. Colin, so this Tinder segment has now had you talking to a woman for how long, Tom? Over a month.
1 month. Valentine's Day is on the 15th or the 14th.
Oh, yeah. Yep, that's right. See, you guys already have a date.
Yeah. No, this means I can get out of it because I cut the holiday it in half because then we don't have to celebrate Valentine's Day and our anniversary on the same day.
So you guys already have an anniversary.
Well,
I'm just repeating what you said. You need a shot, Tom?
No, I'm improvising. All right.
Is it improv?
Well, you're the one who said asking me.
Well, it's not. I'm not. It's not improv for me because it. Yeah, what it happened three episodes ago.
Well, you're asking me when did we meet? I gave you the specific day.
Yeah, but you guys haven't. You guys got a date. You guys have a date. Like y'all always remember that now. I just fucked you up mentally in the long run. You'll always remember Valentine's Day because you met her.
I always do anyway because it's my cousin's birthday, so it doesn't really matter.
Why do you think about your cousin every Valentine's Day, Tom?
I know a few people at my family's birthdays. Because they're easy. Valentine's Day.
Everyone in your family.
Well, the ones that are easy. No. One's Valentine's Day. One's the day after mine. Stop!
All the ones that are easy are my family. Like, I know their birthdays.
So that's why I remember Valentine's Day anyway.
Valentine's Day. Are you a Viking?
I'm a Valentini.
A Valentini?
It's a volunteer that's... that's dying.
Nice, yeah! Oh, man, I can't wait to turn this into my own show once the host is dead. So, Tom, what do you got going on for segments?
What do you got going on for segments? My story for the strip club was way better than yours. I just did my singing segment. I talked about my pizza thing. I did my pizza story. What the fuck's your story, bud?
I don't really have many stories. I said all of them. I've been running this episode.
You literally have said like nothing.
I said so much.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I did.
You
I
just haven't. So much, you just dude. Haven't.
I've been killing it this episode.
No, you're gonna go back and you're just gonna see you talking randomly throughout this episode.
I've been killing it. Film idea side note in my notes. New segment. What's in Johnny's notes? Yikes.
Okay.
I don't know.
Can I read them?
Oh, you want to read them?
Oh yes.
That's even more embarrassing.
Film idea side note. The whole thing is a setup as a prank from one of a prank. I can't even say prank normally now. I was saying
you're killing it. Killing it, Tom.
Thanks. The whole thing is set up as a prank, in quotes, from one of the people's girlfriends on the trip. She was shooting a student film project and wanted genuine reactions, in quotes. Maybe mention how she gets migraines from taking a big fall. Maybe at the end it's that she was actually trying to hurt them all along. Hmm. Question mark, question mark, question mark. Three up arrows. You spelt that wrong. Can that be included into the side story idea I already have? Question mark, question mark, question mark. Laugh my fucking ass off.
That film sounds like it sucks.
Yeah, that is...
I don't get it.
Want to both come up with films right now?
Ugh.
Give me two words and I'll come up with a film with it. Or two things I can make a film about and I'll make a whole movie for it.
I'm
going to
put a minute down. I want to hear your best film
idea. You have to
give
me two words. Give me two words.
Your best film idea out of two words. All right. Hold on. Helicopter tuxedo.
Okay. Right now, there's one guy. He's dirt poor. No, he's not. Fuck that. He's already a tuxedo owner, right? He's got his tuxedos. He's dope. He owns a tuxedo shop. All right. Gets them all dry cleaned. Everything. If you want to dry clean a tuxedo, get him. He's your guy. He makes tuxedos. He sells tuxedos. My man. Right? So one day he's like, dude, let's buy helicopters. Right? So he gets, I'm getting a helicopter. Right? Right? So the only way that you can ride on this helicopter is if you're in a tuxedo. And they do like I'm just making a YouTube channel right now. They do dumb shit in the helicopter with tuxedos on, right? Jumping to lakes, right? Right? Like they're out there, they're wild, they're trying to jump onto a tree and hang on. They're eating food while like turbulence is going on. Literally dumb shit, right, right. And then finally, this guy, he starts having a heart attack and he dies later. I got too engrossed in the middle.
dude got to, he dies.
Killing it out here.
So,
now you do it. Your two words are treehouse, bandana.
All right, so there's this Spanish family, right? And as a child, he grew up, always wanted a treehouse. Wanted one so bad. His father, no, boom, boom.
Was he a child?
Violent. No. Just a violent, angry man. So never gave him a treehouse, right? So then his brother gets out of jail, his older brother.
Oh, is he the cholo?
What's up, Holmes? it comes up in conversation, he always wanted a treehouse. He builds a treehouse for his little brother. The father gets real mad one day, right? Fights the older brother. He accidentally puts him in a coma.
Oh,
so
shit.
Now, he, yeah, it's sad
the
film.
Brother or the
sad
father
film.
Is
the
in
father,
the coma.
The father put the older brother in the coma.
Shit.
So then he finally gets out of it, right? And then at the very end of the film, right, as they're selling the house and he'll never have the treehouse again, one of the gangs roll up and shoots the brother who just got out the coma and he dies.
Where does bandana come into this?
Cholo.
That's it.
Yeah. Because tell me now, when he got out of the prison, what did you picture?
I was thinking full bandana. Absolute one button and full bandana, man.
That actually they both sounded like pretty good films. I would watch both.
I would too. That was awesome. And you had some time to spare. 3 seconds. Almost.
I had nothing else after the gang shoots the older brother, like right after he comes out.
And the other kid takes revenge. And then the kid, he's like, my treehouse is gone. They shot my brother. I'm killing the whole gang. And then he kills everybody.
Sequels. Sequel money.
Sequels.
Money.
I'll make your sequel. You make my sequel.
Oh, next episode.
Next episode.
Tom. Bring us out. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yeah, that is soon. Gotta get shit-faced. I'm Irish, required by family law.
I hate the Irish, as an Italian. Our caller's calling.
Call.
All right, before we close the episode, we'll have the caller close the episode.
Yes.
That's right. So we had a viewer from India.
Yeah. And he called in. He wanted to say some words to us.
Hello, caller.
And
are
it's
you
about
with us?
It's about me calling you guys dirty, I think. Why are you offended by that if it's true?
I was very, very upset when you said that.
why were you upset?
We are not dirty people.
You guys, they shit on the streets, man.
That's a misconception.
You're just drunk?
Yes.
You're just drunk?
Just drunk, yes.
Are you driving it all tonight, sir?
No.
All right, we'll let you slide. You know, in India, this would probably be punishable, but here in America, where you live.
Only if a woman was doing it.
Oh, the hijab thing we said?
Whoa.
So, caller, what's your job over in India?
He's playing video games.
He just forgot.
Our caller hung up on us. Tom, bring us out. That just made me sad. Our callers hang up on us.
Yeah.
But we'll have another one for you guys next week.
I was just trying to get to the bottom of it, India. I know I said some things last time.
They're great people.
Yeah, you guys are all right people.
They're great people.
You're just, you know.
Clean
the shit in the street. Our roads are just as bad as theirs.
If you saw someone shit in the street, are you cleaning it?
No.
Exactly.
But as a country, they can do something about it.
That's what I said last episode. Kill a couple of the bad ones. In every country.
Johnny's going to be the new
President of the United States of America.
Nah,
trademark.
No. You're going to go to India and you're going to be there.
No,
guy.
Chill. Please, I don't want to.
We're going
to
give you the challenge. You'd fit in more with India and I'd fit in more with Canada. So I'll do it for Canada.
I think it's the opposite.
I don't know, actually.
I don't get how I would fit into India.
You way more fitting into Canada than
I'm
you are.
I'm so white.
Yeah, but Canada, who's closer to Canada, me or you?
Me.
You stupid?
I think me.
I'm not talking physically.
I'm the one who got the Canadian listeners here.
No.
They liked me.
Nah. Who goes hunting? Who doesn't? Who goes fishing and shit? Who does that fucking shit?
I'm king of fishing.
I was there the first time we went fishing. The second time we went fishing, we smoked a chicken ball.
What's the capital of France?
Paris.
Fuck Paris. Fuck France. I hate the French.
Oh, the French are dope.
I'm living in India. I hate the French. Wave that flag, pussy.
Yeah, no, that I'm going to be the ruler of Canada.
They're,
and you're going to be the ruler of
there's
India.
So many French in there.
Yeah, I know, but we're going to both rule the country as we see fit. Like, everything wrong with their country, what would we fix? What would we make worse?
What's the one
what
thing you
worse?
Would fix about Canada?
The French?
Bring us out. Bring us out. Bring us out before I agree with you, Tom.
Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
So, yeah. So I know you want to get out, too.
I love a couple of our French listeners.
Yeah, there's a few out there. Great people.
You They're know, great
but,
people.
But, like, there's some
They're
of them out there.
Great people.
Like
They're
us.
They're great people. Tom, what shows it been? Who have you been with?
I've been with Johnny, who thinks India's dirty and gross and whatnot, and he's going to have to change India for himself next episode.
I'm going to have a full layout. I'm going to have a spider web. You remember those webs in school you had to draw?
Yeah.
I'm gonna draw it right now so I don't forget.
Yeah, start brainstorming your ideas for India. All right, we're finally going to put a lid on it. We're kind of rambling here. A
little bit.
It's mostly me. Sorry, but, you know, had to. We're out with Heine Milk, our co-host here.
Let's go. Elden Ring level 63. Yeah.
Fucking
King
loser.
Of games.
Fucking loser. I'm better at Fortnite.
Fucking loser.
So.
Put a lid on it.
Wow. No, I had something else I wanted to say, but I completely forgot what it was. All right. So, Pickle Jar Podcast out.
You forgot what the show was. Put a lid. Close the jar.
You know, I'm just rambling the jar. We'll put a lid on it for now.